Mouth.
Word of 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 mouth. Word of
mouth. Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Back in 1989, the rapper Chuck D called rap music Black America's TV station. Especially in its early days, hip-hop artists boldly critiqued political and economic oppression, along with their unabashed proclamations of wealth and bravado. Billionaire and reality TV star Donald Trump became a symbol of the latter. Hip-hop artists dropped his name in songs and praised his wealth, luxury, and power.
Next time you see me, I have money like Donald Trump. I'm off the easy. It could be night, day. I'm still creeping.
Now his name is coming up again.
I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win that cancer. He's too rich. He ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions.
Allison McCann is a visual journalist for 538, and she wanted to get a read on how all the major candidates were represented in hip-hop songs, especially whether hip-hop lyrics reflected Trump's shift from high-rolling businessman to politician, famous for controversial statements on race, immigration, and Muslims. Allison McCann, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So why hip-hop lyrics as an indicator?
I think you kind of hinted at it, too, that I think hip hop is sort of unique in it, in its criticisms of not just politicians, but, you know, celebrities and other types of people in positions of power. To me, it's a unique genre of music in that it is very, you know, quick to criticize and quick to sort of weigh in on topics that are going around in ways that I don't think other genres of music do.
We use the lyrics annotation site Genius to find references to Trump and to Hillary Clinton from the database of songs. How many of them mention Trump?
I believe it was 266 songs dating back to 1989 was the earliest one that I found.
Well, let's hear a clip from Lies by the Fat Boys in 1989.
Boy, I got money like Donald Trump.
Yeah, right.
Your body go for 100, homeboy, you're in a slump.
So they're taking down someone for boasting about their wealth, like Donald Trump. So is that mainly the Trump characterization we get in hip hop?
Absolutely. That's been, you know, the Trump characterization, I guess, up until last year. The number of references to his wealth was just over 100. And to the Trump Tower brand, I think, was 68 songs. And that's, you know, put that in context, someone like Clinton has only had about 20 political references in the course of her, you know, political lifetime. So you can tell that Trump is far greater in his wealth and Trump Tower.
Yeah, it's like oftentimes they're saying, like, we're hanging out with Trump and Trump Towers.
Yeah, I think Trump Tower just became a shorthand for like being a very cool place to be, or even when it wasn't. Like, it's funny to me that it's still like in the last year or two, there are Trump Tower references. And I'm like, is that still like the best hotel chain in hip hop? But who knows?
Well, in the introduction, we heard Lil Wayne. He was bragging in this Juvenile song. What's up with that? And then YG and Nipsey Hussle. A song that I can't say the first word on the radio. Let's just say F Donald Trump, or let's just say FDT for this one. That one dropped in April, and I was looking for it on Spotify. I found three more artists put out the same song or the same song title. Think that's a trend?
I'm surprised there are only three, I guess. You know, when I first heard that song in April, I was pretty, you know, surprised to be hearing such explicit anti-Trump lyrics. But then once I had all this data, it was, hey, there have been artists since the 90s, like The Coup and others, that have sort of been questioning Trump's role in business and now in politics. So it wasn't quite as rare as I originally thought.
Well, let's dig into that in a minute. But I'm wondering about Hillary Clinton, who's been in the public eye since the early days of hip hop. Is she references specifically back then, or is it Bill Clinton, the president?
So we removed any references that were explicitly about Bill because we did want to focus just on Hillary, but we kept sort of broadly the Clinton family, you know, anti-Clinton as this sort of group. So yeah, they also had their sort of own long history of hip hop. They had been mentioned in, I think it was 92 songs back to 1993. And that includes, yeah, Hillary and Clinton family, but not just Bill.
Well, here's a clip from Ludacris's Let's Stay Together.
If Will and Jada can do it, then why can't we? Hillary's still with Bill Clinton. How do they do it? He got his up, and the whole damn world knew it. Now Paul McCartney's losing half of his life.
So not not an altogether positive portrayal of Hillary Clinton. We know that women haven't always done well in hip hop. Do you think that's indicative in the mentions of Hillary Clinton in the songs that you looked at?
Yeah, we you know, tried to loosely classify all the songs as either positive, negative, or neutral to the best of our ability. And about a third of all references to Hillary and the Clinton family were negative, compared to, I think, you know, less than a quarter of Trump's. So she definitely has fared worse in hip hop, I think, being a woman and being, you know, associated with Bill during his presidency. But it is starting to change a little bit, I think, in the past year or two. I found a couple references that were a little, you know, more excited about the possibility of a female president. I think Little B, the Bass God, was one of those.
So when did references to Trump begin to change in hip hop lyrics, from the kind of, you know, hanging out with him at the Trump Towers to a less positive look?
So that turned for us, I guess we saw that happening right around the start of 2015. Before that year, he'd only received 8 negative references in total. But over the last year and a half, that number has, I think, more than quadrupled, and it's up to about 34 negative references. So the turn has been swift and big, we've only seen in, I guess, you know, 16 months of Trump's, you know, sort of foray into politics. And we're already seeing that hip hop is, you know, sort of quick to change their tune.
We're talking with Allison McCann, a visual journalist for 538. She and her colleagues surveyed lyrics of hip hop songs, searching for mentions of candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton to see how they respectively have been and are being portrayed. The name of her article tells us a little bit about the findings. Hip hop is turning on Trump. Are there any specific lyrics critiquing or referencing Trump policy, or maybe rather than policy, I should say statements?
I think the FDT clip that you played is the most explicit, and it's, you know, sort of saying, I'm surprised the Nation of Islam hasn't killed you. He references a lot about his, you know, YG is very close with the Hispanic population in Southern California. So he talks a lot about, you know, sort of, if you come at, you know, Hispanics, then I'm going to come back at you too. So yeah, I think YG's song is definitely the most critical of the things that Trump has been saying.
I also was looking through for negative references for Trump on your infographics. Chris Webby says, you'll never see it like Donald Trump on a prayer mat. And this is from T.I.'s remix of the Anderson .Paak track Come Down from 2016.
I fantasize shooting Trump down, a shot for every black man who got gunned down by the police with no conviction, so they run round. When we protest, they tell us pipe down for Trayvon and Mike Brown. CNN wanna make it black white, cause we hit the action with a black light. Man,
so what did you hear there from T.I.? Very specific kind of dig at Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. That one was a really good example of sort of this pointed, you know, reference to black protesters at his events and being kicked out. And I think that's just pretty incredible to have sort of hip hop responding to events that are happening, you know, a month or 2 months ago. To me is what makes hip hop so interesting.
Well, there has been a critique of rap that political content has withered somewhat since the days, you know, when NWA and Public Enemy were attacking white racism, you know, Fight the Power, as it's become more commodified and corporatized is the criticism. What did you observe? Did you see any real shift there?
Yeah, I guess that's sort of what I was talking about before a little. And I actually spoke with Migos. They're a group from Atlanta who had, I think they had 6 mentions to Trump and often were very positive in them. And I kind of asked, you know, what does Trump represent in your music? And they were, you know, very like, he's a useful shorthand. He's, you know, the things that we want to represent of being rich and worthy. But at the same time, they were very quick to say, we don't support his politics. You know, we do not think he should be president. And, you know, now we are going to, they were saying, you know, they were working on an upcoming song and they would reference him politically. And I kind of asked, well, isn't that a little bit hypocritical? And they were, you know, like, no, it's very easy for us to separate, you know, these two things. So I do think it is super interesting to have this commodified Trump to exist at the same time with political Trump, and hip hop is complicated like that, I guess.
Allison McCann, a visual journalist for 538. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now you find a link to read her article, Hip Hop is Turning on Donald Trump. The link is at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.